Most recently, Minister for National Development, Mr. Chee Hong Tat, shared that the government plans to increase private residential land supply to about 12,000 units in 2026. That's roughly 50% higher than previous year. The intention is very clear. Increase supply, moderate land costs, and eventually help keep new home price in check. On paper, this makes sense, at least from a basic economic perspective. But here, the big question. If supply has been increasing over the years, why do new home prices keep climbing? Is it because of rising land costs, rising construction costs, or are developers simply earning much higher profit margin? Today, I want to break this down. I doubt anyone has explained in such details before. Here, let's dive in. A developer's selling price is basically made up of three components: land costs, construction costs, and developer profit margin. Add these three together, and that's your launch price. So, let us look at what really happened to land costs over the years. Using URA GLS data from 2020 to 2025, here, what we see. Back in 2020, only 5 GLS sites were awarded. The total gross floor area was just 127,000 square meters. On average, each site attracted around 8 bids, and the average tender price was about 265 million, or 9,957 per square meter of GFA. Fast forward to the following years, the number of GLS sites awarded gradually increased in line with stronger developer demand. By 2025, we saw 16 GLS sites awarded, a huge jump compared to 2020. The number of bidders also fluctuate depending on how many sites were released. This is exactly what Minister Chee mentioned, that the government planned to ramp up land supply in 2026. Demand from developers has clearly been strong. When I dug deeper into the bidder profiles, something stood out. There are more developers today, not just local players, but also new entry into the Singapore property market. More bidders competing for the same GLS site can only mean one thing: higher land prices. Think about it, it's like bubble tea or coffee chain. Once, you only had just a few brands, but today, you have everything from Chagi to Zeus Coffee. More players, more competition. And here, competition show up very clearly in the data. Land price rose about 7% in 2024 and another 11% in 2025. Honestly, that's pretty scary, especially when most people's income did not rise that fast. That's why the government has reason to be very concerned. Now, let's talk about construction costs, because this is a huge factor that influences selling price. I've looked through several reputable construction cost reports. From the Building Tender Price Index, we can observe that the price index shoots from 2020 onwards. The same goes for BCA Tender Price Index for private non-landed segment. Here, let me ask ChatGPT too. Before the pandemic in 2020, the average construction cost for the condominium was around 2,000 per square meter of construction floor area. Then things escalate very quickly. 2022, up about 15%. 2023, up another 25%. 2024, another 18%. 2025, almost 4,000 per square meter. That's nearly double in just 5 years. Inflation, labor shortage, supply chain disruption, all of these push costs even higher. So yes, construction cost is absolutely a major reason why new home prices keep going up. But is that the whole story? That is where things get interesting. I did a simple profit margin comparison using project with more than 400 units and publicly available launch price data. Please note that these are just a handful of samples, not a full market study, but the trend is telling. For the project awarded in 2020, land cost is 1,500 per square feet per plot ratio. Break-even price is 2,300 per square feet. Average launch price is 2,700 per square feet. That's a 16% profit margin. Very reasonable, fair return for the amount of risk. Project launched between 2021 and 2023 saw similar result. Profit margin typically range from 15% to low 20%. EC can even command slightly higher margin based on my estimate. But in 2024, things change. One project I analyzed, land cost is 1,285 per square feet per plot ratio. Break even is 2,200 per square feet. Selling price is 2,953 per square feet. That's an impressive 34% margin. Voila! I thought maybe it was an outlier. So I checked another project. The result, 38% profit margin. Super white. Of course, I must be fair here. Only strong, reputable developers can command this kind of premium pricing. lesser known developers usually have to settle for lower margin. Here, if you don't believe in me, you can wait for listed property developers to announce their full earning for financial year 2025 very soon. Anyway, don't blame developers for pricing higher. When there is real demand over limited supply, the simple economics is prices obviously have to go up. Willing buyer, willing seller. Simple as that. Here, let's say if you are a seller, if during the open house, you have 20 interested buyers, they are present, will you raise price? So, why do new launch prices keep breaking records? It's a combination of rising land costs, construction costs that have almost doubled, and yes, healthy developer profit margin. This also explains why we now see relatively unknown players paying top dollars for GFS site. Some of them may not even realize they overpaid. If they had consulted me earlier, maybe I could have helped them save a few millions from their budget. Anyway, for new homes in 2026, they will continue to be priced higher due to the above three reasons. Land cost is already fixed, so is construction cost. The only variable now is only developer profit margin. Unless you don't buy.